Following is the tape from July the 16th, 1967, Sunday, spiritual session, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The scripture reading was 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, read by William Carr. The first speaker was Nathan Higgins of Ohio. The second speaker was Roland McCoy of California. The third speaker is Dr. Henry C. Kinley.
For our next speaker, I'd like to introduce to you the founder and dean of this school and author of God, the Archetype, Original Pattern of the Universe, Dr. Henry C. Kinley. Dr. Henry C. Kinley.
Thank you ever so much. I want to say, too, that I'm happy and glad to be here. Now, that's not because I think that I'm so cute.
See, I'm conscious of the fact, see, and listen, it is the truth in me, you understand, and I say you make me prove, if I can't do no better business lying dogs, if you're a creature around here, you understand, if I can't do no better than that, you'd be better off at home in the day. If I went and asked somebody for a dime or something, and I'd rather do that than stand around here and lie to you, you understand? Give me a dime, 10 cents. I believe that any of you in here would at least give me enough money to get something to eat with if you thought I was hungry, wouldn't you?
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Almost anybody out there in the street will do that. You see? And if not that, I can go around and get some junk. Enough rags and bones themselves. You see, I don't have to stand around here and lie to you. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. To get hold of something. You haven't got nothing I want. You see? Mm-hmm. What we all want is eternal life.
That's right.
Now, what's it going to profit a man to gain the whole world?
That's right.
And lose his soul. See, but you must be comfortable with that. Just running around here doing all of these things. You understand? Pulling up all these natural things, you understand? Trying to show you just like poked out in the 23rd thing, you understand? That neighbor up from Ethiopia, you understand? That got a picture of it, been setting up there. You understand? Poke John down on his knees. Wash his feet. See? Kissing his big, dirty foot. You understand? And God just don't love ugly. You understand? What he was, what they said about him in the Roman Catholic Church, that Pope John was showing he was breaking down segregation. You understand? Mm-hmm. Showing how hungry he was kissing that Negro's feet. You understand? God, you know what happened? God just don't love ugly. Negro had double emotion. Now, my name's Brian. Now, that's an honest to God's truth. You don't think I'm telling you right. I keep a prediction in there. See? Well, all them natural things all these preachers is doing around here, you understand? The Roman Catholics and Protestants. See, they don't know nothing about God.
Sure.
And they, what all they got is a good education, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Here, this thing here talks about this, you understand? Which I intended to get into tonight. I haven't gotten into it. I could do it in less time in 2 or 3 minutes. I can tell you about it. You understand? Now, here's the Seventh-day Adventists. I'll tell you about this right quick. Now, the Seventh-day Adventists, they figured from B.C. 457, 2300 years down. You understand? They included that, you see. And they said that this 457, you understand, this 490 years is down here, you understand, and 1810 years. Now, look, this is what they said. So you can see. Now, they said that Christ was just in here until 1844. Now, their first thought that he was in here, that was their first mistake. They thought he was into heaven here, see. And in 1844, that he would come back to Earth in 1844, you see, figuring for 4657, that's under there in my head, when they come up from that, you understand? And so then they thought that 2300 years was a part of the 490 year cycle. So then they seen that Messiah was going to come. See, they thought that he would be coming in 1844, and I told you, they sold their properties, they did everything. They're standing out there expecting him at any time on that day, to come down through the sky. You understand? Well, he didn't show up. See, that messed the thing all up. Then they had to admit that they'd made a mistake. And they said then that instead of him coming in 1844, they turned around and said he was just entering into the most holy place. Now, here's where they had him, see. Jehovah's Witnesses, you see, they started 606. See, they started 606. Now, here's why they started at 606, right here.
That's right.
606 B.C. Now, that's when this last tribe, the other 10 tribes, they went in 721. You understand? Yes, you got 10 tribes. You see, and the last tribe, you see, went to Babylon in 606. Mm-hmm. I mean, you understand? Now, this is when they were Gentiles. They were, the Jews were in captivity, not bondage, but captivity. See, it began in 606. And Messiah talked about when these things would be fulfilled and all like that, here in the 24th chapter of Matthew, 24th chapter of Luke, and the 13th chapter of Mark. See, then he showed that the times of the Gentiles must be fulfilled. So now they said the times of the Gentiles began in 606 when the Jews were in captivity down there. You understand? And then Moses told the children of Israel that when they went over into Canaan land, if they didn't keep the law of Moses up here, then he would punish them seven times. You understand? Well, you know, they broke the law. So then they say that just, since they broke the law, they would carry captivity here, and he's going to punish them seven times. So then they took 360 days to 1 year. You understand? And then they multiplied it seven times. And then they got 2,520. You see? You understand? Mm-hmm. That's 22,520. You understand? Now then, you take the 606 from the 25, and they said that Christ come in 1914. Now look what you got. See, the 7 day Adventist figure from here, the coming of Christ, and the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're figuring from 606, the coming of Christ. The Seventh-day Adventists, they figure from here, and they've come out in 1844 and didn't come. You understand? And the others, they figured 606, which is before this. 606, you understand? They figured 20. Jehovah's, the Seventh-day Adventists, they put the 2300 that you see up here, you understand? Mm-hmm. The 2300. In here from 457, 2300, and that reached down to 1844. You see that now? Mm-hmm. Both of them figures are different. All of them, they're smart people. They know all about God. them, you understand? They expect you to sit down and listen to them, you understand? And waste your time, you understand? One saying one thing, starting a prophetic interval at that one place and having him come in 1914, and the other starting in B.C. 457 and having him come in 1844, and it didn't fail. Well, it failed, you understand? And now they're back, but they're still yet operating. See, you can't tell them.
Put a mask on the 38.